Ladies and gentlemen, thank
Sam?
You.
Sam? Sam?
Sam's... We've been over this.
Sam? Sam? Hello?
Sam's busy.
He's not on?
No, he's a little late to the party. That's okay.
Oh, I got a lot to talk to him about. We had another drive-through experience that I think needs to be talked about on the show. It should have been on the show.
I don't even think that's what for the drive-through, were you talking about the strawberries or just your Dairy Queen in general?
Overall.
Yeah, I forgot about the strawberry thing.
Yeah. I mean, we've had requests for... Well, I'll wait till we get on the air.
No, we're on the air. I mean, I can...
Oh, we are?
Sam,
oh
yeah, God. Sam will be joining us shortly.
Oh, I didn't know we were on the air.
We have some real stuff to talk about.
I know. Football is out of control.
I know.
I don't even understand half of what's going on. So we got to talk about that. It's also fantasy football draft time. So, I mean, people are probably on pins and needles waiting to hear from us.
Yep.
I don't bother with the Twins because they're just a joke.
I was gonna see if I could give a 60 second.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna see if I could in 60 seconds condense the same conversation we've had for 2 months.
Oh wait, can I ask you a question?
Like, I was just gonna see if I think I could probably in 60
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, you can. Say, but before you do that, you know Coach Inge?
Yeah.
He'll be heading to Broadway. He had a question, and I think this same question will be good for our listeners out there, too. He's looking at plays. He wants to go to the Back to the Future one that you guys talked about.
It's supposed to be very good.
What's killed the best? What?
Killed in London, actually. That's why they brought it to Broadway.
Okay. And this is for everybody out there, too. What's the best site to get tickets on?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, he's asking me, so I'm asking you. But this could also be for everybody, all of our listeners that might end up in New York one day and want to go to Broadway, which we should really talk about what we did in Broadway. But can we answer his question first?
I've only ever really bought tickets to Broadway in three ways, technically. One is there's a raffle that you win, and whatever, so that's one. So that's irrelevant for him.
Right.
The second is through the ticket booth. It has a half-price ticket, so that's irrelevant for him as well.
Okay.
But I've always just gone to the plays site and then bought them directly through there.
Okay.
One time, I did buy them off of StubHub, but that was a while ago. There are other, like, I mean, we talked about one, whatever. What did we say it was? That one was called? Like, there, Today Ticks or?
Yeah.
Called? Is that what it was called?
Is it Today's Ticks?
I don't remember. I thought so. It's something like Today's Ticks.
I suppose I could try to look that up.
It's something Ticks. I think it's Today Ticks.
Would?
What?
Not wood ticks.
No, those make you allergic to meat. Today Ticks is a site that I've heard very good things about. But 90% of the tickets I have purchased online for shows, I just go to that show's website and then they will direct you to what is oftentimes either the theater's website or whatever ticket broker the theater specifically uses. There's just something about Broadway that buying them direct, it just feels like the right thing to do for a lot of... I don't know why. It just doesn't feel like a base... It's really no different than, like... Well, it is very different than a baseball game. In terms of buying tickets, it's no different. But I feel weird buying them, you know, resale or from a third-party site. It just doesn't feel like... I don't know why. Well, I have no explanation.
Public service. I mean, since we've been on last... Or since you've been gone... see what I did there? I've been to a Broadway show and a soccer game. Some would say it's almost the same thing, but we can talk about all that later, too. But give me your 60-second Twins disgusting update.
Go ahead. I really should wait for Sam. So let me tell people how they can find us. Can I do all that stuff?
And Broadway tickets, too. Yeah.
And Broadway. Yeah. I go to the sites. Today Ticks, T-I-X, is another site that people say good things about. I bought them one time off StubHub.
All right. I texted Coach Inge, so.
So, well, everyone else is going and finding their latest and greatest show that they want to attend and buying tickets for. Let me tell you how you can find this show, which is on all of your favorite podcast streaming services. That's not what's most important. What is most important is that we are a proud member of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio family. We are live every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Central. We are also live Sunday, 1 a.m. Central. So that is Saturday heading into Sunday morning.
Correct.
But we are, I screw it up so many times. 94.1 FM for those in the Twin Cities area. If you are not, you can still stream it on WFNU.org, or you can go download the WFNU app. There's tons of awesome, pretty local Minnesota content, but not specifically in every case, still relevant and enjoyable for anybody from anywhere. So go check it out. Well, I add in our third co-host, Ed. Why don't you tell us about who follows us on Saturday, the main event?
Well, of course, it's the award-winning Connor's Corner. Connor, last week and this week, two-week hiatus. The season, I think the season 14 premiere will be the first Friday of September after the first football game. So that'll be the season premiere. But as far as following, we following us would be the following Saturday. I hope that's not confusing. Live Friday, recorded Saturday, which would be following us. But we have another week off this week. So, I'm not going to say don't bother, but you could probably check out the whatever they're playing. So I feel like I'm here alone. Am I alone here?
No, oh, I thought you were.
I'm here. Yeah. Don't worry.
Oh my God, Sam. Sam, is that you?
Yeah, you're not alone. Don't worry. We're here for you.
Well, Sam, since we've talked last, I've been to a Broadway show, a soccer game. I said earlier, some would say it's the same, but I also had another drive.
I was with you at that soccer game, by the way.
Oh, I thought that was you. Yeah, that was you. We wasted opportunity Monday night, Dairy Queen drive-thru. Absolute wasted opportunity for the show.
I thought you meant the Loons wasted an opportunity.
Oh, we'll get into it. I mean, we have to describe our first experience at a Loons game.
I thought it was fun. I mean, the outcome was...
Yeah.
Not good, but
yeah. I mean, I don't want to say what I said to your roommate about the kind of people that go to the games, because I could offend a lot of people, and I don't need to do that.
And but, a specific animal species, but
yeah. But no, we can. I mean, it was entertaining. The coach is awful, but we just have bad coaches in town. I guess we know that.
It's a very interesting place to see a game because. First off, it's actually a very nice stadium, and it's very open. It's cool. You feel very self-contained. It's very soccer, though, or football, however you want to call it, in the sense that, like, it's not built like Target Field is or City Field. It's very similar, I imagine. What's San Francisco Oracle? Or is that the basketball arena? Is that the baseball stadium, too?
Yeah, they just renamed it.
So I thought was AT&T, right?
Which almost had a no hitter last night.
Yeah.
About as close as you can get. By the way, remind me to tell you. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's like soccer is one of those sports where if you're there to actually want, like most people are there to really watch the game. You go, you get there, you sit in your seat for kickoff. Nobody really gets up for 45 minutes. Everybody gets up at halftime. And everybody goes and sits back down. And so there's
multiple times during the game when people are waving scarves.
Well, yeah, that's a us thing. That's not a everywhere thing.
Oh. Okay.
But no one's getting like, they're standing, but they're not like getting up, going to the bathroom, going to get food. So
no,
it's
that's
interesting
true.
In that sense. It's very like, you're there for they've built it around the sporting event. They've done a very good job of that. And it is like a pretty crazy atmosphere considering it's only like 18,000-19,000 people or whatever. It feels like a lot more.
That's true. Disappointment, obviously, because your roommate wanted to go for the Wonderwall, and ties do not preclude.
And you know what?
Playing of the Wonderwall.
I respect that. I would not have put it past the Wonderwall to sing the Wonderwall through a tie. Like, that wouldn't have surprised me.
They should.
You think they should? I feel like if they would have, you would have complained.
Well, that's the losing culture. We don't want in Minnesota.
Yeah.
We still lose.
Oh, yeah. That helps. Doesn't matter what we want. It's what we have. I don't know.
That's not a stance you normally have.
Well, it's true, but I guess for the people that may never go to another game or from New York and they come for that, it wouldn't be bad to at least do it at some point. But I get it.
You gotta win the game.
No, well, I know, but I mean, the way this team plays.
In the words of Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. They're up 3 right now. But.
Oh, well, that's going to help us a lot.
Well, it's helping the people there. It's at home. They're on track to get the Wonderwall tonight.
That's true.
It's hard for us specifically to complain because we'd had just gone to a game on the road where they won. So I sang the Wonderwall as we walked out, but it's not quite.
It was a good experience. We did see someone almost die, but that's okay. They seem to be fine.
Referring to one of the guys in the field when they were writhing in pain and they were fine 5 seconds later.
No, not those guys. The lady outside or the guy outside.
No, I know. I was there.
Yeah, no, those guys. I will give the trainers. You probably you sort of missed this on TV.
But I was gonna say it's more ridiculous in person.
Yeah, it is, because when you actually see them get up when they're looking around and no one cares. But I do give the trainers credit; they don't even flinch when someone goes down. Like, I think the leg would have to be in half for the trainer to go out there. They don't even move, right, Sam?
No, they know.
Yeah.
And then when they go out there, basically.
If the trainer comes on the field, they have to go to 10 men.
That's true. For like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. So, Sam, Monday night, I think you were in an airplane. I'm at the Dairy Queen drive-thru with Drew, his roommate, and my roommate. And I get to the the fact that this isn't on the air. I mean, I think, Drew, you'd have to admit this would have probably topped my White Castle one.
Yeah, but
it's not going to sound
for very different reasons. Like, the White Castle one, it was like a shock factor. No one knew it was coming, us included. I almost want to call her a co-host at this point. She really brought the energy. You were in some ways the Robin to her Batman.
No, that is true. That is true. So, Sam, I roll the window down. I get up there, and she goes, could you hold, please? I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then she goes, can you grab the strawberries?
No, that's you're actually missing a key point. Like,
what's the key point?
15 to 20 seconds went by of silence.
Oh, yeah.
So we're, like, sitting there waiting, and I know, hey, can you grab the strawberries?
And I'm like, yeah, how many do you need? And she starts laughing because she didn't turn the mic off. And then we engage in a conversation about strawberries. And she goes, oh, thank you for answering. And we talked about strawberries and talked about strawberries. And I'd grab them and this and that. And then she goes, well, can I take your order now? And then I had to order was that you, Drew, that got the snickerdoodle?
No, that was my roommate.
Roommate got the snickerdoodle. Because didn't you ask about that, Sam?
Yeah, well, actually, it came up at work, and they asked me if I went had Dairy Queen when I was home, and then I had to tell them, unfortunately, we were going to go on Sunday, but we were too full, but then I did tell them the Dairy Queen story where you knocked the blizzard out of the guy's hand to get a free one.
Let's repeat that quickly, yeah, because I asked if I went, so you know how, for those listening, if they turn the blizzard over and it falls, you get a free one. So, Sam, I don't know if Nathaniel Allen wants his name mentioned or not, so I'm not going to mention them. But him and I, so Nathaniel, Sam, and I are going through the drive-thru, and I said, guys, I bet you I can get a free Blizzard. And they're like, well, not if it doesn't. I said, no, it'll fall, don't worry. So the kid, so we're driving up north somewhere. I don't even know what town we were in, like Baldwin, Wisconsin or something, do you think? Sam?
Yeah, well, that sounds, it was some.
For the sake of argument, we were in Baldwin. So the kid opens the window, puts the Blizzard upside down, and I absolutely just slap it right out of his hands onto the ground. And I go, oh, I guess we get a free one. He sort of found the humor.
Might be pushing
strong. It. Yeah, you two found the humor.
Oh, it was hilarious. That was one of your finer DQ moments. I was wondering if this one was going to top it.
You sort of had to be there. We just talked a lot about strawberries or blah, blah, blah. And then I get to the window and she's nowhere to be found.
She was quick, though, because she was, you know, she read your order back and you were like, Yep, that's right. And she was like, that'll be 24.98.
Strawberries.
She came back. She circled back to the opening joke. It was good. It was well executed.
Well, when she first said, can you grab the strawberries? I said, can you save my spot in line? And she goes, yeah, for sure I will. I said, okay, I'll be right back. So, I mean, it was a whole thing.
It was well done.
Yeah, so I do feel that we need more drive-through experiences down the road, but we'll figure out how to bring that to the orchard. I mean, honestly, this stuff is way better than talking sports. I guess with the NFL, Sam, we were mentioning earlier.
We got some interesting things on the horizon.
And fantasy football draft. So, Sam, we have to help the people out there.
Yep.
I had a draft last night.
You had one on your belt, so you're...
So, I do want to ask you guys, awesome. I do want to ask you guys one. I was going to see if I could do the Twins thing in 60 seconds, but I don't think it's worth it. Our Derek Gwynn conversation overtook that need.
And you know what? It's much more interesting than a team that's going to choke.
I was curious if I could hit every point that we make normally in 30 minutes in 60 seconds, because I think I could. But
It's just repeat and wrench.
That's why I think I could do it. No, I have two very off the cuff, if you will, sports things I want to run by you guys.
Hey, and see
if
off the cob.
Yeah, there's a throwback.
See what he did there, Sam? Off the cob?
Yeah, it brings a tear to my eye.
I figured.
I didn't mean to get emotional. Question one to both of you. Yeah. Are you at all interested in the FIBA World Cup?
What's that?
The basketball World Cup?
No.
It's going
on. I'm interested in ants. That's about
it. How's Israel doing?
They didn't qualify. They might be in the qualifiers, though.
Oh.
So there's Olympic qualifiers going on right now.
Don't we pretty much know how it's going to end?
How what's going to end?
The FIBA basketball thing. I mean, do we get excited if we win? Shouldn't we win?
We're the favorite. Yeah, we should win. But I have to say, I'd be more excited knowing, to Sam's point, who's there. Like, if they just sent, the 10 best guys, I wouldn't care at all. The Wolves came. The only reason I was excited and I've been watching is the Wolves came in with six guys representing six different countries, which is pretty crazy. And I want to say four are still in. Kyle Anderson in China got eliminated, and then Gobert in France got bounced, which was, I think, the upset of the whole thing, which is pretty crazy. Okay, so Sam sort of cares because of Ant. Dad, you don't care at all. Okay, second question. Yeah. Any interest in the U.S. Open? Any tennis fans out there?
I know you are, because I was on my TV a lot.
Well, I'm going, so I'm trying to, get into it.
Oh.
Could not care less.
Okay. Yeah, I never pegged you as a tennis guy, Sam.
I think tennis, honestly, I love boring sports. I love baseball. I love soccer. I don't mind golf, but tennis is the one boring sport I think is actually so boring it's unwatchable.
Here's where you're slightly wrong on what you just said. It's not a sport, it's an activity.
Well, there you go. Then I like all the boring sports. I don't like the boring activities.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. God bless you, Drew. I don't know how you could sit through tennis.
Well, we're going to go. We got tickets to Arthur Ashe, which is the main stadium.
He's. So. I hate breaking news. He's not alive.
Oh, that's where they're at.
I'm not. I think those tickets are probably no use to you.
Well.
But, okay. I mean.
Maybe StubHub will give you my money back.
I hope you're not too upset to continue the show.
I'll power through. I'm a professional. Sam, to your point about the boringness, I find tennis to be almost the exact. I find it hard to sit through a whole match as well.
I bought
tickets to two of them because
you didn't know that you couldn't sit through it when you bought them.
No, I did, but
I'm just
I've never gone. I've lived here for 6 years. I've never gone.
Okay.
I
have gone, actually. That's the crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm going to go once and probably not go again for however long. But anyways, I find it to be the opposite of baseball. We're like, not as much out at the pitch clock, but baseball used to just like drag on. But like there was like not a lot going on throughout it. So it's quote unquote boring. Or maybe golf is an even better example. Tennis is weird to me because like an individual rally or game or whatever, like I find entertaining. Like I can watch one, you know, a set of points basically and enjoy it and think that's impressive and cool, whatever. But there's so many like breaks in the game. There's games and there's sets and there's this and there's that. And I'm like, all right, you guys have just done the same thing for 2.5 hours and we still have a whole set and a half left. Like,
correct.
There's no, to me, it's the lack of like variation. So like,
but well, yeah, because
I find it very enjoyable.
But even in a rally, it's either a forehand or a backhand, or I guess a lob. There's nothing they can do.
A lot of rallies, like they get running around or whatever. But I like that's my point. I can find joy in a few points, but the second it's like
speaking of the tennis shoes, ugh.
It's like at least in baseball. Every play is a bit unique. Now, like ground ball, fly ball, whatever, all kind of the same. But like,
yeah, I mean,
plays at the plate. There's throw, you know, guys try to steal, blah blah blah.
Or
whatever.
Different pitchers that can blow games. I mean, there's lots of stuff in baseball.
Well, Tiden, I don't think
too soon. Probably, too soon. But I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're the one that didn't want to talk about it.
I don't. I'm not talking about it. We're just cross contaminating it.
You started to.
Are we talking about Pawn Stars at all?
No. No.
Okay.
You don't have no. We got stuff to talk about. You need to be on because we need to be able to tell. Like, I want to know what they cut out before when we talk about it. Oh, I want to see the actual premiere and the cut. But no, my point is like, tennis is literally the same thing over and over again. And one or two points I find very entertaining. And I was just watching it as I was eating dinner, and I was like, I'm still watching the same match. Nothing's changed, and there's still probably an hour left in this, and I'm gonna turn it off.
Right. I think it's too long.
I also find it to be like very unsuspenseful. Like, you know pretty early who's going to win. Like, it's very rare some guy comes back, you know, from down and it can get out of hand very quickly, but they have to just like play the rest of the match out for no reason.
Sam, shouldn't Venus Williams hang it up? She's like 48, has bad knees, and loses every time she plays. Is it not time for her to go away? Or?
I thought she is done.
Oh, no, she's not. Well, I mean, she's technically done because she loses in the first.
That's another thing. Who even's playing these days?
Drew and I had this conversation.
It is sort of at a inflection point in tennis where all the guys we've known for 15 years are retiring, and there's a new, like, younger crowd and group of kind of pros up and coming. So it's kind of like it's almost like that point. Do you remember? God, how long ago would it have been now? Like maybe 7 or 8 years when like all of those golfers kind of came up at the same time. It was Brooks, it was DJ, it was Rory, it was Spieth, it was JT, yeah. And they all were kind of rookies around the same time. It's sort of like that right now in tennis. We're not quite there yet because they're all like still getting to that level, but it's sort of the same, you know, changing
of
the guard.
Tennis is weird too because honestly, there's only four tournaments that anyone ever watches. I mean, golf, as misguided as I think it is, people are watching golf every single week, no matter what. If there's a tournament on, they're watching it. Like tennis, it's the French Open, and three of them are in the middle of the night. But what do we got?
Wimbledon's not that bad.
Wimbledon's not that, but you got French, Wimbledon. What's the fourth? I don't even remember. U.S. Open.
Australia.
Oh, the Australian Open. I always
that one is in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's 100. What's the next? It's 140 degrees on the court. Those are awesome. But so you don't really have tennis on every week.
No, that is
not that I want but it.
That's why it's harder to like know who these newer crowd of guys are, right. Because none of them are yet dominating the majors because there's still Djokovic is still playing and
Coco Beware.
There's like two people that listen to the show that are going to get that reference. And it's me and Sam, probably.
Oh. I also, that's actually, I was on the plane and I watched her match.
You did?
Oh, really? She played tonight, too. She won.
And I, well, that answered my question. I was going to say I watched the entire match and I couldn't tell you if she won or lost. But I guess she won. Well,
she won. She won that one and then she won another one. She played again today.
I mean, it's such a big deal. It's on freaking two ESPNs tonight.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. Open is always huge. Same with Wimbledon. But you're right, though. Like, Australian Open and the French Open is kind of a big deal because of the clay courts and whatever. But, like, I got to imagine, like, whatever the third most popular major in golf is blows the third most popular major in tennis out of the water in terms of ratings.
Wait. I actually have a legitimate tennis question. I just turned it on just to see.
Yeah.
Caroline Wozniacki. She retired. She's back.
Caroline Wozniacki?
Yeah, she's back. She's playing.
Oh.
Unseated.
Well, what's your question?
I didn't know she was back. She's the mom of two, I think. And didn't she marry to that NBA player?
David Lee Roth.
Five people.
He's
Australian. David Lee. I actually have no idea who she's married to. It's a great question.
She's not personal Australian. Life. She's from Denmark.
No, David Lee is Australian.
He is? The basketball player?
The huge, tall guy that played for...
I believe he was a lefty.
Who is the guy that played for...
Australia?
Oh, God. No. He also... okay. He also played for the...
Chris Humphries?
No.
Yeah, Chris Humphries. Australian. No, he's...
He also played for the Thunder. Bogut. Andrew Bogut. I'm getting those two mixed up. Andrew Bogut is Australian.
I think David Lee is American, I think. He played for Arizona or something.
Florida.
He's married to her. Okay, I don't know. I thought she retired. That's a... So I do know one person.
This is like one of her first tournaments back.
Yeah, no, I must be. Okay. Well,
she played a couple like tune-up tournaments and then this one, so.
All right, well, her kids are probably watching, so.
Is she winning?
No, they just tied it up at 5 games to 5 games. So I'll check back in 3 hours and let you know who won.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait, why are you buying tickets? American Express is all over the frickin'...
I know. I do, but not well enough. I can't even get a fee-free credit card, much less U.S. Open tickets. I could win them. I submitted my name to win them. I won't win them because I don't have good luck. But
I meant to ask, can you like get? You do anything with? Okay.
I'm not trying to put. I can do nothing.
Wow! Great job.
No, they don't even offer like a discounted fee on the credit cards. That was a serious thing.
Yeah, well, trust me, I know that. I don't get a discounted fee, but I was hoping you could maybe.
No, I don't get one for myself. Is my point. Much less other people.
Wow.
Sounds
great. Okay, well.
So I have two topics I for sure want to cover today with you guys on football.
Yeah.
A third if we have time, but a third we could do next week, given where we're at.
Can I ask you one right away, both of you? And then they're showing David Lee right now.
Oh.
Quick question. This won't take a long time, but I don't know if you've heard, the Gophers game is sold out tomorrow night or 4 days ago, depending when you're listening to this.
Okay, I'm glad it's gold. To make sure we hit college.
It's a gold out, meaning they want everyone to wear gold, right?
That's correct.
Sam, what color uniforms do you think the Gophers are wearing for the game?
I'm going to guess they're black ones.
Might as well be, but no, maroon. Now, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree, but if you're asking the fans to have a gold out, would you not wear your all gold uniforms? Am I missing something?
I had a this similar thought.
Did you? This season's doomed. Yeah. But go ahead. Let's talk, bro.
I don't think it's doomed because all their uniforms are so good.
Fleck, you is an idiot. PJ's already starting off on the wrong foot.
He's been here for like 7 years. You're just now getting off on the wrong foot with him.
I'm going season to season. He's on a season to season basis with me, but go ahead.
Okay.
Question.
No, I don't have a question.
Things you wanted to cover.
I wanted to make sure we talked college football because we had week zero last week. That doesn't really count. And then fantasy. I didn't want to get too deep into regular NFL football because we have next week. We can do that.
I won't talk a lot, but college sports now to me, pretty much basketball and football, I have almost no interest anymore because of the transfer portal, the money. They fixed it to a degree, but I don't know. I don't even care anymore. You got players making more in college than a guy like Joe Burrow. That's crazy to me.
I don't. So, it actually, like, that part, it doesn't bother me. The transferring stuff totally bothers me, especially in basketball. I feel like it's not as bad in football because it's not as easy to just swap teams and, you know, it's you got to learn a playbook and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And guys have sort of always been transferring, like, in football. Like, I just feel like it's always sort of been a thing in football. So it doesn't bother me as much. In basketball, when we get to basketball season, I'm sure we'll talk more about it, but it does certainly bother. Now, thank God for it, because I'm not sure Georgetown could field a team without it, but this year after
reviewing. Or the Gophers.
But, yeah. Okay. Anyways, it doesn't really bother me that as much in football, but you're right. It is problematic.
I don't know.
But
if a guy's making $3 million and he's playing wide receiver, I think it's too much, but go ahead.
No, I don't disagree, but I don't watch a game and think to myself, wow, I can't believe that guy's making that much. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't come to my mind. But what does come to my mind is when they're going to flash to some quarterback and they're going to show stats from the last 3 years and it's going to be three different teams. And I'm going to be like,
like Mr. Notre Dame. I watched him.
Teams, to be fair.
No, but he's played for 7 years. I watched him play at Syracuse.
Yeah, he's taken advantage of every
game. You did too, weren't you? You were at that game with me.
I was. It was the dumbest looking offense I've ever seen. They should have fired the Syracuse coach the following day.
You and I both watched him together, Hartman.
I he might be good. I have no idea. Notre Dame's like 15th or 13th or something in the country to start the year. Navy sucks. I have never been impressed by that guy in his time at Wake Forest. Like, I don't know where.
He's not a physical specimen.
No, and to your point, being 27 years old and in college is very helpful, but like, I don't know, like, I know he threw for like a billion touchdowns, like I know he tore it up at Wake Forest, I just like, he's never looked, I've never been impressed, I guess is what I'm saying. But now that he's on Notre Dame, he's the greatest quarterback to ever
live. He's got some rags to riches story too, so.
He does. I have a friend of a friend that they were on their bachelor party in Lake Tahoe, which is right on the border of Nevada. They went into Nevada. Yep. They placed a number of bets. One of those bets was a Sam Hartman Heisman. Your dad, your phone is ringing.
Yep.
One of those bets was a Sam Hartman Heisman Trophy ticket.
Wow.
I wonder what those odds were. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
You know what? He's probably got as good a chance. Well, I mean, there's a USC guy, but. I don't know. Is that a hype? You know, the school's hyped as much as anybody's.
Notre Dame?
What?
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand.
I bet he'll be invited to New York or wherever they have it now.
The Heisman?
Yeah, I bet he'll be in the top
Hartman,
three.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Well, the Heisman will be there too.
Yeah. That's what I was like, of course he will. That was my point about him going to Notre Dame. Like at Wake Forest, he was a plucky, fun story, you know, blah blah blah, whatever. Now it's like Heisman Trophy candidate. Like, really? Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. But, like, and again, he had a ton of passing touchdowns for Wake Forest. But, like, he literally has 6 years worth of, like, full season statistics. I'm looking at it right now.
I know.
Well, 1 year he got hurt, so he's got five. But, like, what's going to change all of a sudden? I don't know. Like, I'm sure now that I say this, Notre Dame will do what they always do. They'll lose one game to one bad team. They'll still end up seventh in the country, and this guy will get all this hype, but whatever.
Well, yeah, I don't
like Notre Dame very much.
That's all I got for college. I'm not that interested. Oh, Pam Shriver is at the tournament. Remember her?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
What bothers me more about college football over college basketball is that it is really just the same teams every year.
Yeah.
It is money related, but it's always been money related. You know, like that's not new.
100%. It's the same, and they're run, and now with the big 30 that we have, and I don't know.
Yeah, conference realignment. When the dust sort of settles, we'll have to talk more about it. That is so bad. I hate it. There's nothing redeeming about it. It's awful. It's terrible.
Well, the only good part about it is Notre Dame still can't find a conference.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm shocked they haven't come to the Big Ten because hockey did. I'm just surprised, but whatever. They make too much money, I guess. Do we have Michigan fans out there?
I'm aware.
Okay. Do you see their schedule? They play. They don't play on the road for like 7 weeks, and they play four? I thought it was way more than that. Then it's just cupcake after cupcake after cupcake.
Yeah, but then their two of their last three games are at Penn State, and then I think they close against Ohio State.
Well, that's fine, but that's the conference.
But I don't. I mean, a lot of teams don't play anybody very good. But you're right; they play especially bad teams. Nobody's got an easier schedule than Georgia.
Yeah, they're another one. You're right.
They're the number one team in the country, and they're in the SEC, and they only play two ranked teams. Like, do you know how hard that is?
Yeah.
To be in the SEC and only play two other ranked teams, one of which is Ole Miss, which is 22nd, and they play them at home. They're going to go undefeated again, without a doubt.
Hey, Sam.
Yep.
Santa Clara, how do they look in football this year?
Women's soccer, we're top 10 in the country. That's all I care about.
Okay. Well, congratulations to
Brandy
Chastain.
People forget Santa Clara actually used to be a football powerhouse.
So did Marquette. So did Creighton. Georgetown is.
No, they suck. Oh. They're so bad.
Caroline Wozniakiak just won the first set. Big up.
Oh, she won her set? Very nice.
I can't believe it. I just haven't turned it off.
Santa Clara is 8th in the country for women's. Georgetown is 14th in the country for women's. All right, but
well,
the Georgetown men do hold a victory over the Santa Clara men. So.
Yeah, that was controversial.
Yeah, there's
nothing controversial.
Late comeback ball, Jordan. It's all right. We're saving our best for when we face them in the tournament again.
Yeah, it doesn't matter right now.
Well, I don't know if either of us will make the tournament, the men. But.
Well. But that's probably is more soccer than we should be talking about. I think.
Do you think?
No.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't head out to the Saints game tonight and see the greatest lineup.
I know. I could put that on the TV. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I think I don't even know if they were.
They're playing the Columbus, but they're playing the Columbus Clippers.
They're playing Cleveland. Well, Columbus, but Cleveland.
They have.
You know what we're doing right now with Cleveland? We're basically doing like a spring training split squad game.
We're winning 6-1.
It's the greatest offense in the history of baseball.
Yeah, I need to say something though. I don't know how they must have I don't know how they can afford all the uniforms. Every single time I've ever watched a game, they have a different uniform on. Now they've got these black ones on with blue hats, and the lettering, it's not. I don't think
it's Native American, I think.
Is that, I was going to say, it's not Pride, I don't believe. Not that there's anything wrong with either.
Yeah, Native American Heritage Night.
And that, okay, and yeah, so they got some weird coloring. Not that Native Americans have weird coloring, of course. But the lettering, I guess, must be...
it's kind of like, do you remember when we went to the Wild game? We got those t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do. I kind of clean that out of the box.
I think it's a poor hat choice. They've got the royal blue hats with the... They got some yellow. They have no blue in the lettering. I'm not sure I understand the hat choice. There's a guy pitching for the Twins that I've never seen before.
Ronnie Enriquez?
Is that who that is?
Yeah. He's been with the Twins at some point this year.
Oh, my God.
Or no, last year. Last year, maybe?
Oh.
He's 100%, I think, pitched for the Twins at some point.
Well, I'm sure everyone on this team has. 100%. Yeah, not, yeah, so, I'll check back about Caroline Wozniacki, but now I got this game on. We're up 6-1, bottom of...
It's the greatest offense in the history of baseball, and it's the Twins.
I believe it's the bottom of sixth, or it's bottom or top of eight, I guess.
I think they took Buxton out there.
Yeah.
I don't think he was playing the whole game.
Oh, that's right. I won't even see Buxton. Okay.
I wonder if he caught a... I wonder if anyone hit a ball to him.
I don't know.
Like, I guess playing the field is
like... He probably
would
have broke his leg if someone did. So
yeah, that's a good point. We haven't heard he's hurt, then he's probably fine. Yeah,
nothing's flashed on the bottom. All right, go ahead. I thought Columbus was the Yankees, but they must have switched.
The Yankees... They have Wilkes-Barre Scranton, I know, for sure.
Oh, I thought Columbus was always the Yankees.
Trenton, I think, is their AAA team.
They redid all the minor league teams. So they
because they got the Yankee uniforms, that's why.
Scranton Wilkes-Barre has always been either their AAA or AA team. At one point, they had the Trenton Thunder was also one of their teams.
God, I thought the Yankees were Columbus at some point.
They might have been. I'm not saying they weren't. Although now that I'm on the Wikipedia page, I'm sort of saying they weren't. Oh, no. 2006.
Thank you.
Ever since Sam, 2007.
Sam, are you amazed by my knowledge on stuff that actually doesn't matter?
Well, I just redid all the systems that they could
have. I
have so much knowledge of things that don't matter. That's the problem.
That was 2006, to be fair.
Well, it's still valid. It doesn't matter when.
No, I'd say Sam's, they just realigned them.
I see what you're saying.
It's not necessarily true.
Well, sorry, Dad. I'll never defend you again.
No, well, you need to defend me because I don't know. Thank you.
So, we got about 15-ish minutes remaining in the show.
All right. You guys haven't had fantasy football.
Would you like to go to fantasy football?
I'm gonna say that it doesn't, and I don't. I'm not saying everybody listening to us does fantasy football, but for anyone that does,
I think you can honestly say everybody listening to us does fantasy football. I think that's fair to say.
You will come to realize very quickly how bad the NFL is. There, I mean, you talk about running back. This league was a 10-team league.
I don't know
if bad. I had the fifth pick. If you have the fifth pick, you're screwed. You're gonna get one decent guy and one. Pick? No, that's the other thing. I'm not saying I got screwed or anything, but all of a sudden I turned the computer on and they said you're the fifth pick. I'm like, based on what? What did we agree on that?
That's how like most leagues are. I've been in
ESPN,
one league.
ESPN, unless you do differently, they auto. Yeah.
This was ESPN.
An hour beforehand.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's like almost every league I've ever done.
Oh, okay. Well, I got fifth. It sucked. I got guys. You know what did happen though, Drew? This is a hint for everyone, and this is my fault because the other two drafts I do are live, and you cross things off. But I wasn't crossing things off. All of a sudden, in the eighth round, I look on my computer, and Jonathan Taylor's still there. I just assumed he was gone. So, of course, I queued him up, and the pick right before me, your friend who's just had a wedding, Corey.
Why would you want Jonathan Taylor? Took him.
Why wouldn't you? And the eighth round?
Well, he can't play for at least four games.
Okay, well, there's 17, but thank you.
Well.
You wouldn't take Jonathan Taylor in the eighth round?
Maybe.
Well, I can promise you he's better than anyone you've taken before that. He's yeah, better than like, Joe Mixon.
Kind of need a guy for, like, I don't know, four games is not an insignificant amount of time. And what if he just, what if he never plays? Okay,
I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You already have your team.
4 or 5 years ago, or whatever, I did that exact same thing with Le'Veon Bell because everyone was like, it'll only last a couple games.
Oh no, he was holding out though, and I had him too. You're
so
right.
So was Taylor.
He's not holding out anymore.
He demanded a trade. Said right. He wouldn't play. They didn't trade him. They put him on a list. That means he can't physically play for four games. What incentive?
Because
does
he wasn't
have?
Ready.
You don't think that's... Jonathan Taylor can just go out there and play?
But the team chose that. The team's not going to sit him the entire season. There's no way.
He can choose not to play. It's exactly what Le'Veon Bell did.
Sam, can I explain my thinking to you about taking him in the eighth round?
No, I don't disagree with your concept of taking him.
By the eighth round, I already have my starting lineup. It's not like
you asked me. You asked me if I would take him. I have PTSD from basically almost getting last in a league. I did that with that exact same thing with Le'Veon Bell.
That's why I won't take Sam's neighbor, Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he'll play. He might get hurt.
I know, but he'll get hurt.
Jonathan Taylor just got hurt.
I understand. Again, eighth round is where I'm talking about. I wouldn't take him anything higher. But my team is so pathetic. And ESPN confirmed that by putting me in last place. There's three moms ahead of me. No offense to moms. That were begged to be in the league because we didn't have enough teams. And I'm in last. Sam, thoughts?
Any insight on your drafting so we know what not to do? Or?
Well, I'm sitting there with the fifth pick, so I take Joe Mixon, who I can't stand.
With the fifth pick?
Yeah, who else would you have taken?
I don't know. Who was 1 through 4?
All right, here. Hold, please. You and Sam talk. I'll look that up.
I thought you told me you got someone else first.
There's no way Joe Mixon was your fifth pick.
Didn't you get Bijan Robinson?
No. Hang on. Let me look it up.
There's no way that was your fifth pick.
It wasn't, so you need to calm down right now.
Joe Mixon is like the 10th best running back.
How do I... No, he's not. That's my point to you. You're not...
No, he is. He absolutely is. Maybe.
Okay,
maybe
I made a mistake. Hold on.
Maybe seventh or eighth, but he's... Should never
hold on,
be
hold on. Draft recap.
If was he the 15th pick? That
Justin Jefferson 1, Ja'Marr Chase 2, Christian McCaffrey 3, Austin Eckler 4, me, Tyreek Hill 5.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. Yeah, and I would have gone Tyreek Hill or Cooper Kupp there.
Your guy, Cooper Kupp instead of Tyreek Hill?
No, I said either one. Like that, when you said five, I was like, it's got to be one of those guys.
First of all, your guy Bijan Robinson went 9th in the first
round.
That's
Sam.
Oh, Sam's guy.
I think he's a good late round first pick.
Yeah, no, I'm literally looking at a Yahoo Sports overall ranking. He's literally 9th.
Would you take him ahead of Nick Chubb?
No, I would take Chubb before him. Chubb is 10th on this list, to be fair.
Chubb didn't go to the 13th pick. I take Josh Jacobs over him.
I would take Jacobs and I would take yes.
So guess who I got?
Chubb Jacobs. If we're talking like that echelon of running back, I'd go Jacobs. I would go Chubb first, and then I would probably go Jacobs.
My next pick. So I was gonna take Jacobs, but of course, once again.
Although to be honest, sorry, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, for sure.
There are like, I feel like Nick Chubb should be like the third or fourth running back taken.
I agree. I screwed that up big time.
You can maybe say like Saquon or Derrick Henry would go third, but Chubb has just as much of a, if it's, just as much of, especially if it's PPR at all, like he has just as much of a say.
I just felt Tariq Hill was better, but
there's once you get past McCaffrey and Eichler, like all those running backs.
That's my point. So
I would have gone
ahead. I was gonna take Jacobs, and then he gets taken right before me, so I had to take Sam's guy, Jahmyr Gibbs.
With the 15th pick?
16th.
That's crazy.
That's a little aggressive. Their running back room pretty deep. I don't know if I'd taken that.
The next running back taken after him at 16 was me again. At 25, I took Joe Mixon. That's how few running backs there are.
Joe Mixon's better than Jahmyr Gibbs, for the record.
I agree.
Then I was brilliant.
But I don't know, like, that's the whole point. You don't need to take running backs high unless you get one of those first couple because of that. Like, that's the point I was making earlier. And my point is, it's not that the NFL is bad. It's just that they use running backs differently than they did prior. There's very few guys that get 20-plus carries a game. So, there's no reason to take them that high unless you have top 5-6 guys. I cannot believe you took Jahmyr Gibbs.
I know, it was a shocker. Why would I take Calvin Ridley?
Why would you?
With the 36th pick.
That's a great pick. It's Jacksonville's best. He's Jacksonville's best receiver.
Yeah. And then I doubled down and took George Kittle in the 5th round.
Yeah, that's a good pick. For the record, all of those guys you just mentioned should be taken ahead of Jahmyr Gibbs.
Where would you take Rashid White? Because I got him with the 56th round. Who is he, by the way?
I think this draft is Rashad White from Tampa Bay, you mean?
Yeah, there he is.
Tampa Here's Bay. The thing. Dad's team is solid, but he doesn't have a quarterback.
For the record, Dad's team is bad because he just drafted a bunch of bad guys.
Seventh round. Here's a steal.
Third pick or whatever you said is insane.
Well, what's the difference if I flop him and Mixon? Mike Williams, wide receiver. Solid. Eighth round. This is where I almost took Jonathan Taylor. I got a guy that's killed me in every single fantasy. I took A.J. Dillon. Now you're thinking I should probably take a quarterback at some point, right?
Well, once you missed a couple, who cares?
So then in the ninth round, I went with Michael Pittman Jr., who I think is solid at that round.
Yeah. He's actually got a quarterback now.
Now, 10th round, I decided to dive into the quarterback pool.
I can only imagine. Here's who I imagine you were deciding between at that jump.
Yeah, let's see how good you two are.
Where are you picking again? Sorry, say that one more time.
I'm. This is the 96th overall pick, round 10.
And the tenth round.
Yeah.
So I gotta imagine like.
By the way. Trevor Lawrence, I'll give you a clue. Trevor Lawrence has already been picked.
Yeah, I knew that. I figured that. Here's who I think has already been picked.
All right.
Mahomes. Yes. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Jackson, Burrow, Herbert, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. I think they're all off the board.
Yeah.
So that leaves you with in no particular order. Here's the three guys that come to mind.
Okay.
Dak, Deshaun Watson, and Rodgers.
Okay, so...
I mean, there's others, but that's... If I'm you, thinking who you would think about picking...
All right, so with the 96th pick... With the 96th pick in the 10th round...
Or Geno Smith. That's my wild card.
Now, remember, I have my whole team already, except for a quarterback. I even picked a defense. Oh, no, I didn't pick a defense yet. You're right, I picked Dak Prescott.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was pretty good.
But wait, now that's the 10th round. The 11th round, you know what I did? I thought, you know what? I'm not totally confident in that pick. And for value, guess what I did in the 11th round? I took another one.
So now I think it's either Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, or Anthony Richardson.
Well, interesting. Okay. I took Tua Tagovailoa.
Why?
Why?
He's not gonna make it through 4 weeks of football.
Okay, well, I knew you were gonna say that. So hang on, hold please.
I'm starting to understand why ESPN ranked your team so poorly.
In the 15th round, with the 145th pick, I took Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. Tua is your third best quarterback. I cannot believe you took Tua. You hate Tua.
I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I got you nervous Dak. With Dak.
You hate one guy so much that you went and took another guy that you hate more to make you feel better.
I know.
I think that's what. Why am I?
Oh, then I doubled down. I got the Bills defense in the 12th round. I'll just. Then
I, like the
then I got.
I like the Anthony Richardson pick, though. I do like that.
Yeah, then I started thinking. Then I got Jalen Warren because Najee Harris is going to get hurt.
Yeah, yep.
And you then.
Take Tyler Thompson, too, because Tua's going to get hurt.
I should. And then I got Sam's guy, Nico Collins. He's good.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have no idea who he is. And then
so
the 15.
All you walked us through in that 10 minutes. And we only have a few minutes left in the show. All you walked us through in that 10 minutes is how bad your team is. So,
well, I do think I got a value pick at 16, my backup tight end, Tyler Conklin.
We were talking about him. I think he's going to be good, actually.
And then have you guys heard of a guy, and then I'm done, a guy with my last pick, Mr. Irrelevant. I took a guy named Kryn Williams.
Kryn?
Yeah, he's the backup running back for the Raiders, or the Rams.
How do you spell
Kryn? I don't even know. I can tell you who their starter is.
K-Y-R-E-N.
Cam Akers.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's getting hurt, so that's a good pick.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm starting Kyren. Off.
There's a Y.
I do have a lot of backups.
So, but, like, that's my point about earlier. It's not about the NFL being bad. It's just, like, they use running backs differently. So, like, A.J. Dillon is a quote-unquote backup running back, but he's going to have 80% of the touches as the starter. So, so you've done a draft, Dad. What would your advice be to the listeners? Because we don't have a time.
See, I think – by the way, I'm projected to win by a point. So go figure. I really think – that unless you're going to waste your early pick on a quarterback like Mahomes or someone, I would not pick a quarterback before the 9th round. And I didn't. Because I think running backs are when you really, especially if you're in a 12 team league, when you start, I might've made a mistake with the Detroit running back, but I probably would have taken him, flip flopped him and mixed it anyways. There just are not very many good running backs. And there's a lot of receivers that are all the same. So I would take as many running backs as you can. And I don't know if your league trades or not, but I mean, you know, they're going to get hurt. There's no one this year you have to have. I know people are going to have Jefferson. I get it. But I will say this. Jefferson is the number one overall pick and Cousins didn't even get drafted. Something's wrong there. The guy that's throwing to him didn't even get drafted.
If in a vacuum, you're right. But 2 years of insane production that doesn't really matter. Because Cousins almost never gets drafted by most people.
The receiver I wanted so bad was Chase. I wanted him. I will never take a Viking. So Dave rules him out. I think.
But the interesting thing about Chase is like you want to talk about competition for catches. I mean, they go like
Higgins.
Four deep.
I got Higgins.
And Boyd.
Boyd didn't even get drafted.
Yeah, that's crazy. Boyd should have got drafted. Well, I guess if it's a 10-team league. You haven't probably done a draft yet, but what's your philosophy? Any people you want to target?
I haven't done all my research yet. I got a draft Saturday and Tuesday. Tuesday's I got the third overall pick. And the number one guy who was the number one is a huge Bears fan, so he's taking Fields because he's crazy. Number two is a huge Vikings fan. He's taking Jefferson.
Wait, well, Fields is going number one overall.
I bet he will.
I think he was the number one scoring quarterback for the last like 6 weeks of last season.
But I mean, you could get him in the second round. But yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know for sure.
Of course.
But, I mean, the guy's a huge Bears fan, and he's serving our country, so I don't think he really cares too much about his team. But so with that, It's like, do I take Jamar Chase or do I take Eckler? Because
I think Eckler.
Part of me wants to.
Well, you just said you would take Chase, though. Dad.
He's my top running. He's my top wide receiver. I mean, if Eckler's sitting there.
Well, that's the thing.
So if you had the number one overall pick, who would you have taken, Dad?
Well, that's interesting because I have the number two pick if I want to stay there. I could easily have the number one pick in my week from tonight's draft. And that's a good question. I would not take Jefferson. See, with the number one pick. I could probably take Chase and then get two running backs coming back.
But this is basically the number one pick for me because I won't take Jefferson just because I think he'll tear his ACL if I take him.
Right.
And so I'm thinking this. Part of me,
but doesn't Eckler?
I like T. Higgins a lot as a thing, so I might just take Eckler and then just get T. Higgins in a couple of rounds later.
Isn't Eckler not? Doesn't Eckler not want to be there? I mean, are we?
I don't think a lot of people want to play for the Chargers. If we're being honest with ourselves, doesn't seem like a very.
I know. I don't know who honestly, who would the number one running back be? Derrick Henry?
No, it's McCaffrey. It's every year. It's without a doubt McCaffrey. But will he stay healthy? And he did last year. He was a monster. But you're right. It's a matter of he is the best running back. Will he stay healthy? But you can say that about most running backs. I mean, Eckler's had injury troubles. Barkley was out.
McCaffrey was out. Every time I took one of those guys, they were out.
Here's a question for you, and then we're running out of time. And just because I think he's an interesting case study, sort of. Where do you rank Tony Pollard on your list of running backs?
He went high second round.
He's probably like around the fifth best running back, more or less.
Well, he's going to catch some balls in PPR. I mean, I think he's top 10.
He's definitely top 10. I mean, I don't even know who else Dallas has.
Here, I can tell you in this draft where he went.
I mean, he's got to be like the fifth best running back, more or less, in terms of fantasy production.
Tony Pollard went 12th overall.
Yeah, here's the two other running backs on Dallas.
He went before Chubb.
Yeah. No, now that I'm looking at their depth chart, I believe it. Here's the other two running. They have two other running backs on their depth chart. Here they are. Rico Dowdle. And Deuce Vaughn.
I love that guy.
He's like four feet tall.
Yeah, but Tony Pollard's going to get the ball 40 times a game.
Tony Pollard's also 4 feet tall.
Like, Mahomes didn't go to the third round, so I guess you really don't need to draft a quarterback before that.
Well, that's the thing about quarterbacks is after Mahomes, Burrow, and Hurts, and I think Fields in there too, after those four guys, you can... you're not taking quarterbacks for like five rounds after that.
I think Josh.
Josh Allen. Yeah, the top those five.
But you know what? What's weird? He went. So Mahomes went. Josh Allen went right after Mahomes, and then it was Hurts.
Well, also if you're in a tight end league, Kelce and Andrews are more valuable than most players.
I think Hurts is the number one quarterback.
I do too.
Just fantasy wise, I mean he's very good regular wise too. But like they're going to run that stupid.
Fields might be in one too. I mean,
Fields is top five.
Defense twice a year too.
Not to Fields mention, this league we're in doesn't use a kicker, which is weird. But good luck finding a kicker because I don't even know what team any of them are on.
Just draft Justin Tucker.
There's some teams with no kicker.
I do.
Right now.
I know. Well, the Patriots only have one quarterback. How is this? Why have we not? It's so clear that Tom Brady was everything and Bill Belichick was nothing. And he just proves it time and time again that the guy's clueless. He didn't even want to play Tom Brady. We talked about this.
Well,
he played him because he had to. He didn't. He was Belichick sucked before Brady got there and he sucked after it.
I think we can have the Brady Belichick conversation differently.
We don't have time.
But I also think, like, he didn't want to play Brady. Like, no one wanted to draft Brady. No one knew Brady was going to be great. So I don't think you can blame him for that. But what you can blame him for is, to your point, he's nothing without him.
Yeah, no. If he didn't play Brady, he would have sucked. Get it. And no one would have played Brady. I completely get that. I'm saying he only played him because he didn't have a choice.
It came out with as if you were saying.
No, he wasn't. He made a bad decision. No, I get it. He got lucked out by playing Brady.
Well, we'll talk. Maybe we'll have a Belichick Brady conversation next week as we go deeper into the actual start of the NFL season.
Although
we'll probably fit a little last minute fantasy talk in there. We always talk before. We'll have some Week One tidbits.
I do have a draft next Wednesday. So for production purposes. It'll have to probably be Tuesday night to do this.
I have one Tuesday.
Interesting.
I have one Wednesday.
Well, then it'll have to be Thursday while the game's going
on. I'm at the US
Open.
Well,
I can do it during the... I can maybe do it during my draft. You can give me advice on the air.
I cannot do it during mine because it's like an auction, Zoom. It's a whole thing.
Okay, well, then Tuesday night...
Maybe we should do it during Sam's draft. That could be fun.
Tuesday night. We should have done it during mine because mine, I'm an idiot.
But I was still... I was somewhere over Lake Michigan at the time.
That's true, you were. And we will, when it gets closer, talk about my experience on Pawn Stars. Yeah. Although, I did sign a non-disclosure and I could lose both your college funds.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you by not having you divulge that information before you're allowed to.
Let's just say hopefully the camera doesn't put 40 pounds on, like they say. But I'll leave it there.
Well, I'll leave it there and send it to
you. You got a body for podcasting.
I do have a body for podcasting. That is, and hair, or lack thereof. All right, well, this was another edition of Apples to Apples. Stay tuned for, I believe, a repeat edition of Connor's Corner right now.